Passengers who traveled first and second class on incoming ships were not required to undergo the inspection process at Ellis Island. Their papers were processed on board, and they could simply disembark upon arrival, pass through customs, and enter the United States. The government felt that people who could afford to buy these more expensive tickets were less likely to become a burden on the state. All third-class passengers who traveled across the Atlantic in crowded, dirty conditions near the bottom of steamships were taken to Ellis Island, where everyone had to undergo a medical and legal inspection. Doctors would briefly scan every immigrant for obvious physical ailments. It was called the 6-second medical exam. Those who failed were marked with chalk letters on their clothes for a full physical examination. Those who passed went on to the Great Hall. In the Great Hall, people were asked 29 questions, including name, occupation, and amount of money. Between $18 and $25 was considered enough money to tide immigrants over until they found a job. The main reasons why an immigrant would be sent back to their country of origin were visible health problems, especially a contagious disease, insanity, and a criminal background. Despite names like Heartbreak Island and Island of Tears, only about 2% of the incoming people were refused entry. 1/3 of the approved immigrants remained in New York, the rest scattered across the country. Ellis Island now hosts a museum of immigration. Immigration documents are no longer processed at Ellis Island, as embassies around the world fulfill that function nowadays. Over 100 million Americans today can trace their ancestry to the immigrants who first arrived at Ellis Island. What some of the chalked letters meant. B. Problems with back. E. Problems with eyes. LPC, likely to become a public charge. H, heart problems. X, suspected mental defect.